Begin was also a very strong and forceful and courageous political leader. He had been raised in an environment where he was the opposition, constantly condemning not only what the British did and what others did outside Israel, but even what the incumbent political leaders in Israel did themselves. He was thrust into the leadership and assumed it without reticence and with a great deal of gratification and enthusiasm. Begin was a semanticist. He liked to deal in words and minutiae, and whenever the pressures got on him, instead of retreating into strategic concepts and considerations, he retreated into details, and he liked to fiddle with words. Begin came to Camp David with the idea of just dealing in generalities and not with those very contentious and difficult specifics. He wanted to have a general statement of what we might do in the future and then turn it over to his Secretary of State or Foreign Minister and his Defense Minister to conclude the agreements in the future. This obviously wouldn't work.